Central Wyoming College in Riverton sits in a very unique spot in the state, right next door to the Wind River Indian Reservation. Many of its students are Native American. But now, the school is stepping up to do even more for the tribal community and are well underway in designing a program to educate future Native leaders. But that's not all the Institute for Tribal Leadership will do. I talked with CWC President Brad Tindall and the college's Tribal Education Coordinator Ivan Posey about their plans.
Well, basically, the Institute of Tribal Learning is building upon this beautiful building that we have. It's the Intertribal Education Community Center. And what it really needs now is to really go to the next level and expand programming into three big areas. One would be leadership development for tribal members. Two, outreach to all populations on all things American Indian. And last piece, but very important, is student success in a realm where student success is very much needed. One of the things I'm really excited about is really our, what we call our Tribal Wisdom Society program, which is really leadership development. And I think it's radically new and very interesting and exciting for a national model in terms of a new leadership model that's really culturally contextualized and very relevant, and not the same old leadership programs that teach you management and you network a little bit with people. So I don't know, maybe Ivan can explain that.
My take on that is, you know, there's very little information out there, whether it's in our tribal communities or off the reservation, about the structure and the history and the contemporary issues of tribal government, tribal history. And this program would actually introduce and allow young people to learn a little bit more of the history, government structure. But part of that would also include that they would contribute something back to the community. We don't know what that could be. Maybe it's a project that they do, and it's not just a freebie, I guess, per se, but that they actually could contribute some back to the tribal community.
Because you're so centrally located there, it seems like a great place to really bring together the tribal community there. And so I wonder if you can just talk a little bit about how this kind of developed and what the needs are there on Wind River Indian Reservation.
Well, as you may know, this is Ivan, and I served 20 years on our tribal council. And I came here, I actually resigned to come to work for the college here, but it's something that I've always thought about over the years to develop an institute where people could learn more about us. You know, a lot of times we're viewed as somebody from the past, as tribal people, and we're here, we're contemporary. I mean, there's a little over 2 million of us in a country of 330 million, but we're still upheld by treaties and the history and all these other things that makes us so unique.
If I could chime in a little bit, locally, I think the vast majority of the population of the Northern Arapaho and Eastern Shoshone tribes are under age 25, vast majority. We're talking about a whole new generation of tribal members, and there's going to be this huge gap in leadership. And so in anticipation of this great need for building tribal leaders, not only locally, but nationally, there's this huge opportunity. And many people are studying at our college. It could be auto mechanics. It could be nursing. And you're saying, how do we make those people future leaders? How do we tap into all backgrounds and provide seminars and trainings and academies so that even a nursing graduate comes out with leadership skills, because they will be the future business council leader? And so it's really a comprehensive look at how do we train everybody and look for leaders in kind of non-traditional venues, regular folk basically, to educate on culture, history, land tenure, water rights, everything that people really need to know.
And it does seem like there's sort of an alignment of the stars going on, you know, with the Indian Education for All Act passing this last legislative session. And it looks like you'll be able to play a role in making sure that Indian education is out there amongst school children all around the state. What role is the program going to play in that implementation of Indian Education for All?
Well, I think Central Wyoming has a very important role. We have curriculum experts, but we also have the partnerships to bring people together so that we can really put substance to this Native American Education for All in terms of actual learning objects and really pushing things out to people via TV, radio modules, road shows, driving across the country, showing people how to help people integrate these modules into their classrooms. And so, we see that very much an important role that we'll play in the Institute of Tribal Learning is helping bring that together.
Well, I think just from experience, locally, off reservation and statewide, there is a very limited knowledge of the Wind River Indian Reservation. And for a vast, beautiful state with so small rural communities and small towns, that message should be a little bit easier to get across once it's presented in the right way.
Well, thank you both so much for taking some time to talk to me about your vision for the Institute of Tribal Learning.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.